In a recent interview with Clayton Morris on Redacted, U.S. Border Patrol agent turned filmmaker J.J. Carroll discussed his new documentary and the fact that prison facilities are being built in all 50 states to hold millions of political dissidents.
And there's detention facility bids to build individual detention facilities in every state in the union. And then she goes on to say to me, well, J.J., who do you think they're built for? And she says, In this interview, they're for dissidents, American dissidents.
The FEMA camps were reported decades ago. This was never an outrageous conspiracy theory. The U.S. government has been framing American patriots as the enemy for decades. And the reason should be obvious. Those who have been in control of the U.S. government for generations have no interest in serving the people in accordance to the Constitution or otherwise. Our country is being destroyed from within, and the rule of law has been weaponized against those who defend it. Hundreds of innocent Americans have been arrested and thrown in jail because they chose to peacefully protest the 2020 stolen election. And others, such as Jeremy Brown, a Green Beret who was approached in late 2020 by federal agents trying to recruit him for the Jan 6 false flag operation, was arrested after going public with this information by the same federal agents. He was put in maximum security prison where he remains to this day, his 1,000th day in federal prison. Hundreds of innocent Americans have been in jail for years, and several have been tortured. Much of America is okay with the fact that hundreds are rotting in jail for a peaceful protest. It's already become the norm. While it's definitely worth celebrating the release of Julian Assange, the American people have never been more divided. The Daily Mail reports that more than 40% of Americans think a new civil war will be fought within the next decade. According to one poll, more than 4 in 10 U.S. voters say the country is likely to get ripped apart in a second civil war within 5 years. And another shows that over 100 million Americans say that civil war is coming. Based on the recommendation of think tank Policy Horizons, Canada has been preparing for an American civil war, including cyber attacks and grid failures following the 2024 presidential election. The soldiers of the New World Order are not going to die easy. They are apparently willing to spark a nuclear conflict with Russia and are already writing new laws to bring back the draft.
So women have never been required to register for the draft, but that could soon change thanks to lawmakers on Capitol Hill.
Martha, good morning. The Senate version of the National Defense Authorization Act, which sets out military and national security priorities, would require women to register for selective service. It concludes, quote, this is a necessary and fair step, making it possible to draw on the talent of a unified nation in a time of national emergency. Now, there are two different versions of this bill, one in the House, one in the Senate, so it's possible women in the draft could get dropped as lawmakers iron out the differences.
So while women may get dropped from this bill, our government is bringing back the draft while provoking a major war with Russia. They have their bunkers, and they've already jailed hundreds for protesting an election. So they'll definitely jail draft dodgers and everyone else who stands in their way, unless we unite against them. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, folks, that is the latest from Greg Reese, prison camps for political dissidents in all 50 states. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the FEMA camps are making a comeback, and it ties in to everything else that we're going to talk about today, which is a lot. We have a lot to discuss, and, you know, I usually do American Journal in the mornings, and I have, you know, an hour or two in the mornings to figure everything out. It's almost worse having more time. I've had several hours a day, and now I've got so many stories. I don't know how I'll ever get to all of them. And how to make our way through. I'm trying to plot a path right now through all of these stories that ties them all together, because there's no easy way to organize this, and yet they're all connected. So what you end up with is like the Charlie board, a bunch of red string going everywhere. So we're going to connect the dots today on the War Room. Stay with us. We'll be back in about 60 seconds.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Gentlemen, welcome to the War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, sitting in for Owen Schroyer today. We're on the eve of the first presidential debate between Joe Biden and President Trump. A lot of discussion going on about that, and for a very good reason. The whole thing seems to be designed to handicap Trump as much as possible. And we'll get to some of that today. We got stories from across the board here, kind of like what I was saying in the first 5 minutes. I would love it if these stories fell into nice, neat columns. Be so nice to go, here's the immigration news that we're going to cover. Here's the censorship news that we're going to cover. Here's the war news that we're going to cover. The problem is these things don't fit in to nice, neat little categories, and yet they are all connected to one another in various ways. And I was just thinking about this because you really do end up with like the Charlie board, the meme of Charlie from It's Always Sunny, with all the papers on the wall and the red lines between them, all these various connections. That is sort of what we're doing here because, again, there's so many connections between all of these stories, and yet they don't fit into nice little categories. But again, they're all deeply intertwined. You know, censorship, for example. Censorship could be its own column, but sometimes they're doing censorship based off of medical misinformation. And so that ties into the COVID scam that they're running, the bird flu plandemic that they're gearing up to launch, which of course ties into the medical labs that are in Ukraine, which ties into the overthrow of Ukraine and the war with Russia, which ties into the Trump, you know, kneecapping that took place, blaming him on being a Russian agent. It's like all of these things are so deeply intertwined. Maybe you do sound a little bit crazy talking about all of them, but the dots are connected. We are just unveiling these connections and trying to see what I like to call the conspiracy. Well, I'm blanking on the word now. You know, like the Big Dipper constellation, the conspiracy constellation. You can see the each individual news story like a star in the sky, but it's not until you connect all of them that you get the picture, that you get the picture that's being illuminated here. And I don't even know where to start because we've got World War just being openly pursued by the people in power, whether that's in Ukraine or with Israel. They seem to be charging towards that in a headlong rush, to the extent now that a lot of European countries and even Canada have told their citizens to get out of Lebanon as soon as possible because the invasion by Israel is imminent, as we've been warning and explaining for, well, basically ever since this conflict started, the ultimate goals, where it would go, how this conflict would unfold, and the various ways that it could be used to advance the schemes of the globalists, who see World War III as an integral part of their plan to establish a one-world government. And maybe just taking that bird's-eye view is the best way to do it. Because even as I'm talking about it now, you think about the one-world government and how war plays into that. And you realize that the one-world government is going to be created alongside and in tandem with a one world religion. If you want to know how the one world religion will be brought about, essentially you take all of these Abrahamic faiths that dominate the world, Islam, Judaism, and Christianity, and you have certain sects of these, you have certain branches of these religions that are being established as being the funnel through which the New World Order religion, the one world religion, combining all three of these religions into one, are being set up to facilitate that transformation. While the branches of these same religions that are sticking to their, you know, biblical roots, that are actually, you know, pursuing the superlative God-given revelatory truth rather than the temporal, you know, earthbound desires or priorities of the people involved, they're being destroyed. These versions of the religion are being destroyed. So if you look at what's happening in Ukraine right now, how they have established a new Ukrainian Orthodox Church to be separate and distinct from the Russian Orthodox Church, and permission to do that, what was given by the basically the head of the Orthodox religion, the patriarch in Constantinople. I'm sorry, it's called Istanbul now. Sorry, I'm in Istanbul. For now, it's called Istanbul. Well, he gave permission to this breakaway church, but it doesn't make any sense because the Russian Orthodox Church started in Ukraine. It was started in Kiev. That's where it was first sort of established. And then its head moved to Moscow. But to then separate the Ukrainian church away from the Russian one, what they're doing is they're setting it up to basically have a – and there is a plan. There's already a plan out there for the Catholic and Orthodox churches to basically come together under one roof. You've got new releases from the Catholic Pope about basically they're going to consider you Catholic even if you're not. It's all very like confusing and strange, but basically there's supposed to be a combining of these two religions, these two branches of Christianity in 2025. Like they're planning for that. They're setting that up. And what they'll say, and this is being done again for geopolitical purposes. And yet what they're going to say is that the Russian Orthodox Church is too entwined with the Russian government. It's acting too political. It's not the legitimate church. And so essentially you've got all of these various branches of churches, and those that are preparing their congregations to be folded into the New World Order religion, those are going to be allowed and empowered, and all of the branches of the religions that are saying actually this is the Antichrist at work, those are going to be demonized and called fake and false, and they're going to attempt to shut these down. So you've got these trends that sort of supersede all of the other geopolitical machinations that are there, and whether they're superseding them or underlying them, they're there. They're there. They're pervasive throughout all of this. It's all extremely interesting. And you can see the way that they're putting into place right now everything they need to achieve what we know their goals to be. And you know, it's like when you see a construction site being prepared. The building hasn't been built yet, but you can see that they're clearing out the brush first. Then you can see that they're leveling the ground. Then you can see that they're laying the slab. Then you can see that they're laying the plumbing. And you can just tell, okay, all of the pieces are being put into place, right? Then they've got the delivery of all of the wood that'll be used for the framing. Like, you know they're building a building, and you can kind of look at some of the stuff they're putting into place and probably figure out what this building's going to be. That's what's happening with the New World Order right now. As we watch them change the draft law to increase the, you know, age limits of selective service, to bring women into selective service, to, you know, codify and legalize punishment for avoiding selective service. It's like, okay, they're planning on instituting the draft. But that's just one aspect of it, because at the same time they're doing that, they're creating the war conditions overseas that the draft will be used for. And they're putting in place censorship policies to stop people from speaking out and stopping their, you know, drumming up, their war drumming, their beating of the war drums. And we've got a lot of censorship to talk about. Supreme Court decision today, we'll get into it, talk about what exactly it means and how it plays in to the construction of this global order. And I guess that's how we can sort of treat all of this. All of this is, like, every individual story, instead of seeing it as a data point that can then be connected to others, that can bring about the New World Order constellation, like I was talking about earlier, maybe it's better to think about this as all of these things being staged for the construction of this edifice of the New World Order. Because they can't start construction until all of these pieces are in place. They can't launch the war until they have the censorship and the draft nonsense. But they need to do it quick, because I think they're trying to get this thing kicked off before the election as an excuse to cancel the election. Because it seems like they're not even trying to win the election in the first place. And I remember this in 2020. I remember I would watch Tim Pool's coverage on YouTube, get updates in the morning, and he was always like seeing what the Democrats were doing and going, are they trying to lose? And to me, it seemed obvious. Yes, they're not trying to win. Let's just say that. They're not actually campaigning with the assumption that they're going to do better and win that way. They're going to cheat to win, and they're going to cheat to win in a way that is egregious and obvious, because their ultimate plan is to attempt to inspire violent pushback from the Trump supporters, knowing that then they can use the attack to crush them, which they did with January 6th. Even though January 6th wasn't violent, they planned on January 6th being a major watershed event probably back in like June of 2020. They'd been planning that buildup for a very long time, because that was the just psychological levers at play. And you could see it if you were paying attention and just hugely suspicious of these people, and you didn't underestimate their willingness to put American lives at risk. It was all fairly obvious. I'm trying to think of just like a good metaphor for this or example for this. I'm tempted to, you know, just play the Bill Hicks bit where he's talking about he's doing the impression of like Clint Eastwood or whatever, throwing the gun down and going, pick up the gun, pick it up, because he wants an excuse to shoot him, right? They did something by stealing the election in 2020. They did something that was deliberately designed to outrage, infuriate, and cause pushback from the Trump administration or from the Trump supporters. Now, what I see them doing now is somewhat similar, but I don't think they're running the same playbook, which makes me think that they're either not planning on having an election, or they're planning on having the election and letting Trump win only to assassinate him afterwards during the interim period between the election and the inauguration. And again, they're working to put into place all of these powers that will need to be activated once their plan goes into full-fledged operation. But I don't know. But it's all up in the air for now. But, I mean, when you think about it, do you really see a future where we do a couple debates, there's a little bit more, you know, campaign activity in the run-up to the election, everybody goes to the polls, Trump is going to win. If this thing was fair at all, Trump has to win. But can you imagine a future where Trump wins and then there's maybe some like leftist violence, like Black Lives Matter style, and it doesn't really go anywhere, and then January 20th, 2025, Donald Trump gets inaugurated into office and he's back in charge, and this time he means it, and this time he, you know, brings in all the good people. I honestly just can't even see that happening. I cannot see them letting this happen. And so at this point, it's sort of just looking around at all of the weaponry that the New World Order, deep state, globalist scumbags have in their arsenal and wondering how it will all be deployed and whether they're even going to let us have an election, whether they're going to try to ignite a civil war here in the U.S. as they've been planning for a very long time, using the election as a flashpoint or the assassination of Donald Trump as a flashpoint. There's lots of possibilities for them to, get their way one way or another. And we have to consider all of these as we plan our own response to their actions. And that's what I want to do here today. Very troubling decision out of the Supreme Court that we'll cover in this first hour. And then I want to take your calls throughout the show as well. And again, this is one that it falls in the Venn diagram of of topics. Doesn't fit easily in a column, but you've got the censorship decision being made right now. And this has to do with big tech and the government's ability to influence big tech. Then at the same time, you've got this presidential debate coming up, which brings in all of the various topics about politics, sort of meet at this intersection. Elon Musk, the public has a right to see presidential debates however they would like. DMCA does not apply. Basically, CNN is trying to shut down any rebroadcast, any clipping, any ability for regular people or independent news outlets to cover the presidential debate. And perhaps this is sort of a preliminary defensive maneuver because they know, or at least they have a strong suspicion, that Joe Biden is not going to make it through this debate. I could just end the sentence there. He might not make it through the debate, but he certainly is not going to make it through the debate without some sort of horrifically embarrassing display of incompetence. He didn't even make it through the 2020 debates without his eye exploding. Y'all remember that? Remember when his eye exploded? Maybe they didn't have the medications dialed in at that point. Maybe that's why they're spending a week preparing President Biden for this debate. Maybe they're just trying to figure out what exactly the pharmaceutical cocktail necessary to keep him propped up for this interaction. And we've seen and documented and really marveled at the attempt by the White House to claim that videos of Joe Biden being an incompetent, frail old coot are cheap fakes. They call them cheap fakes. And this is just a rhetorical trick. We covered it on American Journal ad nauseum. Cheap fake just means video of Biden. That's what the dictionary definition term is. Doesn't mean anything else. Doesn't mean that it's fake. It doesn't mean that it's been manipulated. It just means a video of Joe Biden that they don't want you watching. That's the definition of cheap fake. But what they're doing is they're playing on people's suspicion about AI. Because people hear cheap fake and they think AI, they think deep fake, obviously. And so they're just setting up the public to have their own internal justification for ignoring what their eyes are seeing. And Joe Biden being incompetent. If they see a video of Joe Biden being incompetent, falling over, having to be led around by his hand, getting lost on stage or in his own backyard, falling down the stairs, possibly pooping himself. I mean, there's a variety of issues that Joe Biden shows on a daily basis. On a daily basis, by the way. Every single time he's in public, this type of thing happens. So again, just put yourself in the mindset of like one of his assistants, one of his interns, one of his his controllers, one of his puppeteers. This is like the ultimate challenge for them. It's like they've scrambled. They've had to just say really ridiculous things, come up with this cheap fake lie. They've had to do all of this stuff, try to cover up his incompetence, his mental incapacity. They're just sort of constantly working to try to manipulate the media coverage of this, leaning on media companies, right? If they see a controlled media outlet cover this, they get them on the line. And why would you cover that? Why would you give credence to this conspiracy theory? Attempt to shut down. They're in this constant state of cover-up, trying to stop the American people from seeing the physical and mental condition of their own president. And now you've got an event coming up where Joe Biden is going to have to be on stage with President Trump on live television for hours. What are you doing to prepare for this? What would you do? If you were one of these people, what would you do? Okay, you'd drug Biden, obviously. You'd get the finest pharmaceutical minds in the business. You'd probably get, you know, unapproved, you know, medicines from some sort of horse racing veterinarian can smuggle in. Like, who knows what you do in the terms of the pharmacological side of things. But you'd probably be working on, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they're like, hey, as the, and the worst case scenario, we probably need to know where the fire alarms are in the building so we can pull them. If things start really going bad, we might need to, like, you know, pull the fire alarm and just cut the whole thing. I don't know, because I don't know what they're planning. And I can't imagine the level of anxiety that they're probably experiencing and they will be experiencing now until the debate is over. Because they know that these videos aren't cheap fakes. They know that Joe Biden cannot give a 2-minute speech without embarrassing himself. He can't even walk around without video evidence of his frailty being captured. So what are they going to do? What are they planning? Like, how – I mean, if there's any time to release the Biden clone, you know, have some dude in a mask pretending to be Biden, I mean, this would be it. But obviously, they're not going to be able to call footage of the debate a cheap fake. When you've got the majority of the American populace tuning in to a live broadcast feed, they're all going to see with their own eyes when Joe Biden stumbles one way or another. And so what they're doing is they're issuing DMCA takedown orders preemptively to try to stop people from broadcasting this debate in a way that can't be shut down. They don't want people clipping it. They don't want people commenting on it. And it's sort of pathetic. I mean, they're not going to be able to – they're not going to be able to do this. I mean, they're not going to be able to stop people from live tweeting this debate, from screen recording the stream and posting it on X. It's just not possible. I mean, hell, with AI, you know, even if they're able to run some sort of algorithm that immediately identifies and takes down video from CNN, the people publishing it may just run it through an AI that turns it into a cartoon and they publish that, you know, 5 minutes later after it renders out. There's no way to stop this information from coming out. There's no way to stop this footage from being shared. But they're desperate and they're panicking and they're trying very hard to come up with a way to rig this in their favor. I don't think it's going to work, though. And people are asking, like, why would Trump agree to all of these conditions? Because of how confident he is. Because it doesn't matter. Have the moderators be anti-Trump. Have, you know, the ability to shut off Trump's mic when he's not, when it's not his turn to talk. And have all these little, you know, decisions be made. You're still going to have to put Trump on a stage with Biden, and that's not going to end well for Biden. And that's just that.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wig of America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Infowars.com/show.
Peeling back the layers of the day's events to reveal the core truth. War Room with Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. This is the War Room. As we take a look at the various stories, have a raid in front of me. One thing combines a lot of them. One through line connects the majority, and that is the out-of-control, tyrannical nature of the intelligence agencies and their hand-in-glove cooperation with the media and the Democratic Party. To me, that is the overwhelming observation when you look at all this sort of stuff. Supreme Court rejects challenge to Biden administration's contacts with social media companies. We'll explain that in just a second. The InfoWars article, Supreme Court tosses case over Biden's coercion of social media to censor free speech. Now this ties into COVID and the way medical information was censored at the behest of the intelligence agencies, but it also relates to the Hunter Biden laptop and the way that the intelligence agencies fabricated a claim about it being Russian disinformation that was then used to justify censorship on a grand scale against the revelation of this damning information. You've got CIA contractors colluding with the Biden campaign to discredit the Hunter Biden laptop story. You've got James Clapper, Mr. October Surprise, how Obama's intel czar rigged 2016 and 2020 debates against Trump. This story from Real Clear Investigations. You've got the DNC sending millions to law firms behind an unprecedented lawfare campaign against Trump. I mean, it just goes on and on. It's too much. There's too much to cover. I don't even know where to start. We'll start with this because this is probably the biggest and craziest one that I have before me. It's from Infowars.com. Bombshell. CIA contractors colluded with Biden campaign to discredit Hunter Biden laptop story. Again, this story sort of runs the gamut here, runs the whole length and breadth of the corruption that we're experiencing. House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan has come out with a statement and a report. We have the report here. And he says, quote, "Now with this interim report, we reveal how officials at the highest level of the CIA were aware of the statement calling the Hunter Biden laptop Russian disinformation. And CIA employees knew that several so-called former officials were on active contract with the CIA. Several signatories of the 2020 letter by 51 former intelligence officials claiming Hunter Biden's laptop was, quote, Russian disinformation, were active contractors for the CIA, according to this new government report. A joint 31-page report by the House Judiciary Committee, the Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of Federal Government, and the Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, released Tuesday, concluded that top-level CIA officials were aware of the letter beforehand, and CIA employees knew that several of the so-called former officials were still on active contract with the CIA. So they knew that this laptop was not Russian disinformation. Period. They absolutely knew. They knew that they were lying. This is an actual, honest-to-God disinformation campaign. You hear the mainstream media talking all the time about disinformation campaigns, misinformation campaigns. They're always talking about things that happen on the right that are just us reporting the truth. It's just us telling the truth, and they label that as a disinformation campaign. We tell you that vaccine passports are coming. They call it a disinformation campaign right up until the moment that they institute them. We talk about the dangers and the fraud possible with mail-in balloting. They call that a disinformation campaign and use their claim that it's disinformation as an excuse to not even investigate it. If you want to know what a disinformation campaign looks like, this is like you couldn't write a better one. You could not make up a better example of a disinformation campaign. You've got real information that reveals the cesspit, the endless abyss of Biden family corruption. It comes to the public attention in the most natural way possible. A laptop with all this information on it is abandoned by Hunter Biden at a laptop repair store who has in its policy that if you leave a computer there for a certain amount of time, it becomes their property. He leaves it there for that long, it becomes the property of the store. The store owner looks at the laptop, realizes what he has on his hands is vital information that the American people need to understand corruption in their federal government. He tries to give it to the FBI, who either ignores it or tries to bury it. Then he gives it to Rudy Giuliani, who provides it to the media. It's published, and that's when the disinformation campaign begins. And it's a disinformation campaign quarterbacked by Anthony Blinken, the head of the Biden campaign at that point, who used his contacts in the intelligence agencies to make this fraudulent announcement to spread this actual literal disinformation in a way that was very highly orchestrated, highly, you know, engineered to technically be true. It was technically, well, it had all the hallmarks. They said it had all the hallmarks of a Russian disinformation campaign. Now, when I say something has all the hallmarks of a Russian disinformation campaign, it probably sounds a lot like I'm calling that thing a Russian disinformation campaign, but that's not what I said, is it? No, it has all of the hallmarks of a Russian disinformation campaign. So they make this statement in a way that is designed to be defensible even when it's proven to be false. So here's what the report from the House Judiciary says. On October 19th, 2020, statement on Hunter Biden's laptop signed by 51 former senior intelligence committee officials served to interfere in the American electoral system in the final weeks before the 2020 presidential election. And by the way, interfered in a huge way. Interfered in a difference-making way, you might say. And in fact, polls that were conducted after the election showed that if Biden voters knew about the Hunter Biden laptop, at least 17% of Biden voters wouldn't have voted for Biden. 17% of the people polled said, yeah, if I knew about that, I never would have voted for the guy. So this actually changed the outcome of the election in a very real way. It was a deliberate lie, and it was quarterbacked by the Biden administration, by the Biden campaign at the time, with Anthony Blinken being the impetus for this. And that was revealed, by the way, in April of last year. In April of 2023, Jim Jordan and the House Judiciary Committee interviewed the person at the CIA, Michael Morell, about Anthony Blinken's involvement in this. And he basically admitted that it was Anthony Blinken's idea that a statement be made. He says, well, I can't remember if he actually said those exact words, but that was the insinuation. So this is another one of these revelations that, like, we knew a year ago. It's nice to see it sort of reaffirmed here now, a year plus later. But we did know about this. And basically, this guy, Michael Morell, is asked, you said now Secretary Blinken was employed by the Biden campaign at the time that he sent this email, correct? It's my understanding that, yes, he was employed by them. When he called you, did he direct, suggest, or insinuate in any way that you should write a letter or statement on this topic? To which Morell responds, well, my memory is that he did not write. My memory is that he asked me what I thought. Jim Jordan asked, okay, so it wasn't the campaign could use some help on this, could you, blah, blah, blah. He did not say that. It is not my memory that he said that. But he did admit that it was Anthony Blinken's call where he said, hey, we got this Hunter Biden laptop problem. I think it could be Russian disinformation. That got the ball rolling.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around. This stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word, I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful, keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, folks, this is how it works. This is how tyranny begins and how it operates once it's come to fruition. This is the unraveling of an honest-to-God disinformation campaign that was used to alter the course of the 2020 election. And it ties into everything else that we're talking about here. So the report from Jim Jordan and the House Judiciary Committee and the Abuse of Government Committee, with a weaponization, rather, of government committee. I just had the title of it is this: The Intelligence Community 51, How CIA Contractors Colluded with the Biden Campaign to Mislead American Voters. But it wasn't just misleading the American voters. That was the ultimate goal. That was the ultimate outcome. But what it also allowed them to do was censor American voters. So this information comes out that's damaging to the Biden campaign. The Biden campaign chairman, Anthony Blinken, gets in contact with his friends at the CIA, who were in the CIA at the time. He nudges them. He suggests to them. He, in so many words, says what a responsible thing it would be to maybe make a note about how this Biden laptop has all the hallmarks of a Russian disinformation campaign. And once they release that, it gets reported by the mainstream media, who picks it up and, you know, comes to the conclusion that they wanted them to come to. That what they're saying is this is a Russian disinformation campaign, and it would therefore be irresponsible for them to report on it. Then the media outlets that didn't get the memo, that aren't cooperating hand in glove with the intelligence agencies, who publish the information on the laptop, get censored off of the internet with the coercion and the insistence of the federal government. And now today, the Supreme Court has tossed a case that would prevent them from doing that in the future. But the big tech companies took the statement from the intelligence officers that was quarterbacked and initiated and from the beginning by the Biden campaign as an excuse to delete entire accounts that talked about the Hunter Biden laptop, even though it was true, even though everything in it was accurate, even though it was not disinformation, and the disinformation was that it was a Russian campaign. As the story from InfoWars notes, the letter, this letter by 51 former intelligence officials, i.e. intelligence officials, was a political maneuver between the Biden campaign and the intelligence community, wrote Jim Jordan. Now with this interim report, we reveal how officials at the highest levels of the CIA were aware of the statement, and CIA employees knew that several of the so-called former officials were on active contract with the CIA. The report underscores the risks posed by a weaponized federal government. The letter gave big tech companies the justification to mass censor any online post or stories reporting on Hunter Biden's laptop in the days leading up to the 2020 election. It was later revealed that the Biden campaign was directly responsible for quarterbacking the letter in what turned out to be one of the most consequential government disinformation campaigns ever conducted during an election. 51 so-called former officials have not only refused to retract their thoroughly debunked claim that the Hunter Biden laptop story was Russian disinformation, they've actually doubled down. And they have. We showed the videos on American Journal of them saying, well, it did have all the hallmarks. No, it did. It had all the hallmarks of a Russian disinformation campaign. It was never a Russian disinformation campaign. They never thought it was. They were lying to help the Biden administration. And big tech knew that as well and cooperated with them. But the way it works is like they need the excuse. They need the excuse. I've characterized it before as kind of like, you know, a guy working at a stop and go has some underage kids come in and want to buy beer. And the guy doesn't really care. He doesn't care if these kids, they're high school kids, are going to get beer one. I'll sell them the beer, but you got to give me an ID. You got to just give me an ID. I don't care if it's fake. I don't care if it's your parents. If the cops come and ask, I have to be able to say I checked their ID. Even though it's fake, even though he knows they're not, even though like it's all nonsense, he's got to check the box, right? That's kind of how this works. Like big tech wants to censor the right wing. They're eager to delete accounts that published the Hunter Biden laptop, but they needed the excuse. They needed the piece of paper. They needed something to be able to point to go, oh no, we're not just arbitrarily deleting information that's bad for our chosen candidate. The intelligence community says it's Russian disinformation and we're total patriots and are trying to fight the Russians, right? They just needed the excuse, but they were going to do it anyway. And so they were provided the excuse. And apparently that can just happen now. That can just work. And again, you can find – again, I'm just trying – I can see the way all these connected. I'm trying to figure out how to illuminate it, how to illustrate it. You've got the FBI and the CIA cooperating, knowing full well that this Biden laptop was false. They did it at the insistence of and at the impetus of a suggestion by Anthony Blinken. And again, we have that information from last year. From last year, we have this information where Morrell, this guy who it's now revealed, the update is that Morrell was a active CIA contractor at the time. I guess that's what's been revealed. Because a year ago and more, in April of 2023, there was testimony from Morrell that the idea to write this letter came from Anthony Blinken. So he's asked, like, did Anthony Blinken ask you to write this letter? And he says, well, I don't think he didn't really ask me to write it in those words. So he's asked, okay, why did you believe he called you and asked for your opinion on this? He says, you know, Tony and I were fairly close. I mean, I wouldn't say we were close friends, but Tony and I were fairly close. During our time in government, when he was the vice president's national security advisor, and then he was President Obama's deputy national security advisor, I would be the person that he would reach out to with those kinds of questions. When we saw each other post the Obama administration, we would have these conversations about what was going on in the world. He would ask me questions. So it was in part natural, you know, for him to do that. But, you know, he asked me a specific question here. You know, he'll have to tell you what his intent was, right, in asking me. You know, my thinking was that if I agreed, right, that the Russians were somehow involved, my guess was that he wanted that out. But that is a guess, right? I don't know his intent. So what he's saying is that there was an understanding. There was an unspoken understanding that when Anthony Blinken called to get his opinion on the Russian disinformation aspect of the Hunter Biden laptop, he knew. And it's like when the Godfather says, you know, gee, I wish something would happen to this guy. Gee, I wish I didn't have to deal with this anymore. Wink, wink, kill him, kill the guy, right? I mean, it's an understood sort of thing. So you've got this guy in the CIA. And again, over a year ago, we learned that Anthony Blinken got in contact with him and said, hey, this Hunter Biden laptop thing kind of looks like it could be Russian disinformation, huh? Doesn't it kind of look like that? Don't you agree with me on that? And if that's the case, don't you think the American people need to know? I'm not suggesting anything. I'm not suggesting that you, I don't know, like write a letter and get like 50 plus intelligence agents to sign it saying it has all the hallmarks of a Russian disinformation campaign. I would never suggest doing such a thing. I couldn't. It would be illegal for me to suggest that, so I never would. But, I mean, it is the type of thing that would be responsible for our intelligence community to do, wouldn't it? So, like, this is how it works. This is a modern disinformation campaign laid out as clear as it could possibly be. This is like when you say, like, you know, they buried the Hunter Biden laptop story. People go, who's they? You always say they. Who's the they you're talking about? And it's like Anthony Blinken told Michael Morell, who got the 50 signatories on Bourne. Gina Haspel knew about it at the time, the head of the CIA. They sent it to the mainstream media, who then dutifully reported that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation and refused to address any of the information in the laptop on that basis. They got in contact with Big Tech, and we've got the names of the people in Big Tech as well. Not only in big tech companies, but, you know, employees, but also the government employees embedded in big tech. We know who they are. We know how they operated. We know how they communicated. We have their emails. All of this stuff has come out over the last several years. Who's they? Right here. They're right here. It's Anthony Blinken. It's Gina Haspel. It's Michael Morell. These are the people that did this. They ran a disinformation campaign. And what this really represents at the base of it is something that we have talked about for a very long time. It's been on evident display since Donald Trump's administration, is that there is a war going on right now in the American government in which the U.S. Congress is being eliminated as a functional branch of our government, and that the intelligence agencies under the executive branch are operating with a complete immunity and impunity and are not being held to even the barest legal restrictions as laid out by our Constitution. This is a full-fledged executive branch coup against the other branches of government.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
You
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Navigating the maze of mainstream narratives, Harrison Smith finds the hidden paths in the War Room.
Welcome back, folks. It's the second hour of the War Room. And the war that we're talking about is, as I see it, a war, really a sort of soft, long in process coup taking place, where the intention of our government and its branches and their proper function is being completely undermined in a wholesale fashion to give the executive branch complete power, totally unchecked by the other two. This is the whole idea, right? The checks and balances. They're all supposed to be sort of balanced together and supposed to be the Congress with the power of the purse, supposed to keep the executive branch in check. And the judicial branch is there to sort of adjudicate any conflicts there. And right now, they are simultaneously imposing their establishing their superiority as the executive branch over the Congress by ignoring their contempt of Congress rulings against Merrick Garland, the AG, by sort of scoffing at the attempts of the Weaponization Committee to hold the CIA in check. They're operating like rogue agencies, completely out of touch and beyond control of the American voter. Here's a question that I can ask our audience, because I know the answer. How many of you have ever voted for Anthony Blinken? Show of hands, right? Nobody's ever voted for Anthony Blinken. He's never had to defend his decisions. He has never had to put his policies in front of the American people and have them decide whether we like them or not. And yet he is, for all intents and purposes, our president. And has been for a while. You know, he's basically been Biden's handler for the last 30 years. And when Obama got ousted, and he's business partners with Lloyd Austin. And they go back decades. When Obama was kicked out of office, for the entirety of Trump's administration, directly across the street from the White House was a corporation called WestExec that was founded by Anthony Blinken the moment that Biden got ousted and was in operation for all of the years Trump was in office and was operating as a shadow government who the functionaries lower down listen to more than they listen to the president of the United States. The ability of the American people to have a say in our government is being stolen from us. For all intents and purposes, has been stolen from us, and now we're just trying to wrestle it back. And yet they're going on a full-scale frontal assault against our ability to have a say, to actually have this country function like a republic. They're going after the Supreme Court in a very real way. and thankfully some more normie established mainstream Republicans seem to have noticed and are trying to do something about that. Yeah, West Exec Advisors, which now looks like a government in waiting for the next administration, was founded in 2017 by Tony Blinken. And it was a who's who of people. I mean, it was Avril Haines, too. Avril Haines worked there. She's the current DNI, Director of National Intelligence, the superstructure over all the intelligence agencies. The American government is going through a coup right now. The executive branch, i.e. the intelligence agencies, are usurping the power of Congress while simultaneously attempting to delegitimize the Supreme Court, leaving only the executive branch and only them in charge of everything. And the only control Americans have over it are elections that are openly rigged.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
The command center in the battle for clarity and truth. Harrison Smith invites you to the war room.
All right, welcome back, folks. I'm trying to lay out here the way in which the Congress is being usurped, the Supreme Court is being dismantled, the intelligence agencies are being given permission to openly lie to the American people in a deliberately political fashion to change the outcome of elections, and the media is working hand in glove with them doing this, while at the same time, they are treating any opposition to this takeover as terrorism and are empowering themselves with, you know, extrajudicial ability to go after anybody who wants to stop this. So you've got the CIA and the FBI knowingly collaborating to spread disinformation about the Hunter Biden laptop, which is then used by big tech to silence people. Now you've got the Supreme Court refusing to hear a challenge to this type of behavior. Story at InfoWars. Supreme Court tosses case over Biden coercion of social media to censor free speech. Supreme Court on Wednesday tossed a case claiming that the Biden administration unlawfully coerced social media companies into removing content and banning users based on political views. In a 6-3 decision, the court found that the plaintiffs did not have standing to sue, as opposed to tossing the case on merit, just like the vast majority of election fraud cases that didn't make it past the lower courts. What does this mean? As far as I can tell, essentially nothing. Like, what does, you know, not have standing mean? It's just a phrase they use when they don't want to decide your case. As far as I can tell, that's what it means. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. They refuse to see the arguments on either side of this. They reject it before the claims are even made. And it is the same thing they did with the election lawsuits. And in those cases, it was like, you know, it'd be Texas suing Pennsylvania. And it was Texas going, hey, because you violated the Constitution in changing the way that your elections were carried out without ever going through the legislature by fiat, without any, you know, considerations as to maintaining the integrity of the election as you made these last minute sort of ad hoc changes to your process. By you people not following your own constitution, the state constitution of Pennsylvania, not following your own, you know, federal guidelines in how to make changes to the electoral system, by you violating the Constitution in that way, you're depriving us of our fair say in this presidential election. So this was, these were suits between states, and the Supreme Court said, you don't have any standing. No standing. Who has standing then? What determines whether somebody has standing? These people are American citizens. They believe their rights have been violated. Well, what does it mean to have no standing? As far as I can tell, it kind of just doesn't mean anything, honestly. It just means they don't want to make the decision. But in not making the decision, they're making a decision. This is deciding that they're going to allow the federal government to continue to pressure social media companies into censoring disinformation they don't want out there. And they're doing it without ever having to hear a reason why this should happen or why it shouldn't happen. No justification one way or the other. They just punt the ball, opening up the door for further censorship. Probably more censorship, probably based off of the intelligence community's blatant lies. Knowingly deceiving the American people, knowingly spreading false disinformation about major revelations, events, the Hunter Biden laptop being a prime example, but COVID being an equally applicable one. And again, they just punt it. Clearly, it was easier to punt this one than focus on the mountains of evidence that the Biden administration and U.S. intelligence agencies were directly pressuring social media platforms to censor free speech disfavorable to the regime. GOP attorneys general in Louisiana and Missouri, along with five social media users, filed the underlying lawsuit claiming the U.S. government officials exceeded their authority by pressuring social media platforms to moderate content. The individual plaintiffs were Harvard's Martin Kulldorff and Stanford's Jay Bhattacharya, as well as Gateway pundit owner Jim Hoft. The law sought to prevent social media companies from banning users based on their political views, even if users violate platform policies. Judge Alito wrote the dissenting opinion and was joined by Thomas and Gorsuch. For months, high-ranking government officials placed unrelenting pressure on Facebook to suppress Americans' free speech because the court unjustifiably refuses to address this serious threat to free speech. It will continue indefinitely. It's going to keep happening. The policies are already in place. And just how extreme this will get, I think we have an idea when we look at this story from InfoWars. Biden DHS scheme to spy on Trump supporters and label them domestic terrorism threats ahead of the 2024 election. America First Legal released Department of Homeland Security documents on Friday, obtained via the group's lawsuit with Ambassador Rick Grenell against the Biden DHS. The documents are internal files from the Homeland Intelligence Expert Group, which deems military members, religious Americans, and Donald Trump supporters as people who are likely to commit domestic terror attacks. No evidence for it. No actual attacks carried out. They just have decided. They just deemed it. Now, if you support Trump, you're probably a terrorist. In fact, supporting President Trump is terrorism. And so you should be surveilled and censored and silenced. And the only ability we have to fight back is through Congress that's being totally neutered, made totally impotent, and the Supreme Court, which is under concerted, relentless, ridiculous, but effective attack by Democrats across the board. Like, this is the thing. This is where, like, how all of these things combine. It's all one push. It's one move. It's one war. These are all just various battles taking place. But the war is to overthrow our electoral process in a way that maintains the illusion that we're still in charge. And they have, for all intents and purposes, done it. And this is sort of the outcome of that. This is not so much them setting up this system. It's them using the system that they did set up. AFL founder Stephen Miller wrote on X, "We have obtained internal intel documents as a result of our successful lawsuit against the DHS. They reveal a shocking Biden plan to mobilize government power against Trump supporters ahead of the election." Yeah, they have spent the last several decades really building these weapons, and now they're operational and being put into action. The federal government actually claims that being in the military, being religious, were indicators of extremism and terrorism, saying we should be worried about these people. And on top of that, it's been revealed that for the last couple of years, all new recruits to the FBI, before they ever got hired, were subjected to questioning about whether or not they support Donald Trump, whether or not they were vaccinated. So they have these systems by which they weed out actual patriots. So all of the new hires that are going into the CIA and the FBI have first been vetted to make sure that they'll go along with the imposition of this tyranny, that they're not these dangerous right-wingers who believe in God or are Republican or like the Founding Fathers or have patches with Revolutionary-era iconography. They're setting all of this up. They're building camps to put us in. They're silencing us online. And anybody who opposes them is a valid target. And the way in which the power of the media has been employed recently is shocking and incredible, especially when you think about the supposed scandals that have rocked the Supreme Court, that are complete and utter fabrications of the mainstream media and the intelligence community, obviously. So this is from the Daily Caller. CPAC pressured Jim Jordan, Lindsey Graham to open congressional investigation into the sabotage of the Supreme Court. And we've been covering this and you know, talking about how this has been working for a while. And they put it pretty well here from CPAC. Got to give them credit here. CPAC says organizations such as Fix the Court, Demand Justice, the Open Society Foundation, the Tides Foundation, and others should be held to account. Saying, quote, "We have observed with increasing frustration as an orchestrated attack has been launched on constitutionalists on the Supreme Court. It is especially un-American when these attacks go through spouses who exhibit any political or religious beliefs." And that is what's happening. Any political or religious beliefs that Clarence Thomas's wife says or talks about or posts on Facebook is now being used to justify attempts to impeach him. Jamie Raskin actually said, I can't remember exactly what decision it was about. I think it was about one of Trump's lawsuits, like the documents lawsuit or something. But you have sitting congressmen like Jamie Raskin saying the DOJ should just force recusal of the conservative Supreme Court justices. Their justification for this is like Alito hung a flag that was George Washington's flag. George Washington's ship once flew a flag that had a pine tree on it that said an appeal to heaven. Alito flew that flag, or his wife flew that flag at their house, and that's the reason he should be forcibly recused by the DOJ. Like, do you understand how insane that is? You understand how absolutely crazy that concept even is? That if the wife of a Supreme Court justice flies a historical American flag at her property, Democrats think he should be removed from the court? What? It's completely insane. And it's one of those things where you have to admire the ability of the Democrats to just fabricate scandal out of literally nothing. Literally nothing. There's no scandal. There was no behavior that was objectionable. And yet they all just go along with it. And suddenly you've got congressmen and, you know, mainstream media talking heads treating this as if it was discovered Samuel Alito had, you know, a bunch of dead kids in his basement. There's no scandal here. It doesn't exist. It's not real. But they are using it to try to oust him from the Supreme Court. And they're open about this. And they say we're going to pack the court. They say we should use the DOJ to force recusal. They say that they should impeach Supreme Court justices because, I don't know, Clarence Thomas went on a vacation once. What? They have nothing. They have no reason to do this, but they are doing it, and they're doing it in an orchestrated, deliberate fashion. And it's completely insane. And I wonder if it's not – I mean, the fact that they're even trying this has to be pushed back on. Because, I mean, they're going crazy, right? There was a person who wanted to kill Brett Kavanaugh caught trying to break into his house. You know, they're putting Supreme Court justices at physical risk by activating their insane leftist extremist networks to go after these people. Think that weighs on the Supreme Court? What do you think weighs on a Supreme Court justice more? The fact that Clarence Thomas once took a vacation? Like, do you think when they're sitting there deciding things, Clarence Thomas is like, well, but I did have that vacation one time, so maybe I have to decide on the side of the billionaires? Yeah, that can't – that's just absurd. But what do you think about the fact that you know they might be kicked off the Supreme Court if they're look like they might be a little bit too conservative? They're a little bit – well, if we make this decision, you know, they're going to kick us off the court, so I'll let this one go. I'll save my strident stance for a case I find a little bit more important. This one I can make a deal on. I can compromise on. So I don't want to be too conservative, or else I'll get kicked off the Supreme Court, as they've announced. Like, this is their intention. So it is just one of these things where it's like it's not just a they do it and we do it, but we get punished and they don't. Where it's like kind of even, but the outcome is different. It's like, there has been no behavior from the Supreme Court to suggest whatsoever that they are compromised, that they are not unbiased, that they are being unfairly or illegally influenced by bribes. No, there's been no evidence of that. However, I see constant evidence that the Democrats are clearly signaling to the Supreme Court, do what we say or we will destroy you as an institution. Make the right decision, or maybe there will be 15 Supreme Court justices next year. It is just utter madness. And what we're left with, what these types of maneuvers have led to, is the Supreme Court tossing this decision, which essentially means siding on the side of the defendants, who would be the Biden administration, who are being accused of censoring the American public in a blatant and egregious violation of the First Amendment, using proxies in big tech to carry out their dirty work. This is the way that they circumvent the restrictions of the Constitution. You farm it out to a private company. This is how tyranny works. This is what it looks like. I've said it so many times. People in America think that if the tyrants aren't goose-stepping down Main Street, that it must not be tyranny. That, well, it went through the courts, so it must be normal, must be good, must be appropriate. No, this is what tyranny looks like. This is how it's put into action. I mean, how did you think the government censored people? Like, what does it mean to you when I say censorship? What does that look like? Does it mean that if government agents aren't actually kicking down the door of the, you know, printing press and burning the books, that that's not censorship? It's just more effective to send a legal notice to the publisher and say, you know, you're going to be fined $10 million if you publish this book. Don't publish it. And it never even makes it to press. It's just a more effective censorship. Farming it out to big tech is just more effective. So, I mean, this is it. This is total tyranny coming down right now. And all of these things that they're doing are all various battles in this same war to strip power from a Supreme Court that has conservative justices who can stop this madness, and to usurp the power of Congress in a very blatant way by the intelligence agencies and by the State Department and by the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, who at this point are totally rogue. They are a totally rogue branch of government who have shown that they are unwilling to comply with congressional subpoenas, that are ignoring contempt of Congress charges for which they should be arrested, who are acting without any oversight whatsoever by Congress, which means acting without the oversight of the American people. And all these people making these decisions, nobody's ever voted for them. Nobody's ever elected them. The people that we elect go into Congress and get treated like eunuchs, get treated like impotent, you know, paperweights. So we don't have any say in our government anymore. I mean, if the executive branch is the only branch of government that exists and can do anything, then our only ability to affect that is the presidential election, which they showed in 2020. They're able and willing to rig in front of everybody. And then the president we vote for is clearly not the one in charge because he can hardly eat ice cream by himself. So now we have Anthony Blinken and Merrick Garland and Ron Klain and Avril Haines, people whose names have never been on a ballot, running absolutely everything. And the people that we vote to represent us in Congress and the Senate, they can make demands. They get ignored. They can try to uphold their end of the bargain and carry out their obligation as the check and balance to the executive branch, but they get overrun. They get just overpowered. For 4 years, Jim Jordan has chaired the Weaponization Committee. Just like with COVID, just like with so much else, it's like, how much more evidence do you need? Like I said, I mean, this is even just from what's been published to us for a year, we've known that the Biden administration reached out to their contacts in the CIA, got them to write the Hunter Biden laptop letter, which is used by media and big tech to censor real information that changed the outcome of the 2020 election in a very real, tangible, and measurable way. What's being done about it? The only people that can do anything about it is Congress, and if they're incapable or unwilling to do anything about it, then that's game over. That's total victory for the intelligence agencies, total victory for the appointed controllers of our governmental system, and that's all the power of our government stripped away from the people and given to a literal cabal that for decades have been operating behind the scenes and getting whatever they want, regardless of how it impacts the American people or what we feel about it. From the Iraq war to the war in Ukraine and our support of Israel and COVID and everything else in between. It's been carried out by these people, and we know their names and their faces.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available, Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalists, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt, so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
InfoWars.com/show.
Join Harrison Smith in the War Room, the council chamber for the discussions that define our time.
Say live or let die.
All right, welcome back, folks. I'm going to open up the phone lines for your calls in the second half of this show. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. Remember, tomorrow is the debate between Trump and Biden. And we will be covering it live here on InfoWars, InfoWars.com/show, band.video. It'll also be streaming at Real Alex Jones on X. It'll be myself, Owen Schroyer, Alex Jones, and probably some pretty big guests as well. And we'll be giving you live debate coverage and analysis. We'll be fact-checking live, and we'll be reacting whenever the inevitable meltdown of Joe Biden takes place. It'll be very exciting. I hope you tune in tomorrow for that here on band.video and InfoWars.com. And, of course, you can support us by going to InfoWarsStore.com. It's a way that we have been able to weather the storm thus far, and we will continue to do so. We will continue to operate as long as we have support from you at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the summer kickoff super sale. Summer is the time to be supplementing, because really it's like the perfect match with all of your summer activities. It's not too late. It's not too late to get the beach bod. It's not too late to exercise, get out there, enjoy the summer. But if you're lacking the energy or drive to take advantage of this season, go to InfoWarsStore.com to get the supplements you need to make the most of this summer. Now, again, we are going to sort of shift gears a little bit here. We have the election of the primaries yesterday, with Jamal Bowman being ousted in the most expensive House primary ever. We'll talk about that. I also want to talk about illegal immigration and the just floundering desperation of the Democrats as they attempt to mitigate the consequences of their own policies. It really is pathetic. But again, you just see the way all of these things are compiling on top of one another. You've got the Biden DHS scheme to spy on Trump supporters and label them domestic terrorist threats ahead of the 2024 election. You have the Supreme Court, for all intents and purposes, telling the Biden administration that they can censor whoever they want on big tech by coercing them to silence true information based on their disinformation. But on top of that, you have things like MasterCard to expand digital biometric ID and behavioral biometrics. When it comes to privacy and overall security, this is from ReclaimTheNet.org, privacy and overall security of some of people's most sensitive financial but also behavioral biometric data, massive global banks and payment processors, and burgeoning biometric surveillance was always going to be that perfect match made in hell. And as we know, following the January 6th protest, the banks, without even being requested, eagerly provided the personal, private, financial information of their customers to the federal government so they could go after them and arrest them. So you've got banks that have shown that they're working hand in hand, and also, by the way, were the original initiators of censorship online. Some of the first major censorship that took place, where people had their incomes taken from them by things like Patreon. And I think it was Andrew Anglin got kicked off Patreon, but it was somebody really early on got kicked off Patreon. And at that time, Patreon wasn't vague about it. They sent out a notice saying, yeah, MasterCard made us do this. MasterCard said that they wouldn't support us anymore. They would destroy us as a company if we didn't delete certain users. So the banks were there at the very beginning of the censorship online through big tech, leaning on big tech companies to do their dirty work, by holding over their heads the fact that the big tech companies rely on MasterCard and Bank of America and all these other major banking institutions. They need them to process payments. And they use that as leverage to get them to silence discussion and dissent that they don't want out there. And then, of course, all of this is being maximized and accelerated and empowered by AI, the number one company at the head of this is, of course, OpenAI, who just appointed an ex-NSA director to its board. The company has appointed retired U.S. Attorney General Paul Nakasone, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but Nakasone, to its new Safety and Security Committee. OpenAI has appointed a former director of the U.S. National Security Agency, NSA, to its board to help oversee safety and security. So you've got the banks who are capturing your biometric information, censoring you on big tech. You've got big tech working hand in glove with the intelligence agencies to help empower their disinformation campaigns, which are supported by the mainstream media. But all of this surveillance and all of this biometric information gathering and you know, determining what can be done with it is being empowered by AI, which itself is working hand in glove with the NSA and the intelligence community and people like Larry Summers, who, of course, became the head honcho over at OpenAI after the big shakeup where Sam Altman was attempted to be ousted by the board, said the board got ousted and replaced with Larry Sumner and friends, the World Economic Forum New World Order chief. So all of this is, in my opinion, downstream from the total capture of our Congress and the inability or unwillingness for Congress to do anything for the American people or even themselves, even if it was for their own self-aggrandizement. The Congress of the United States should be doing everything it can to limit these unaccountable deep state operatives from usurping their authority. Well, they're not doing that. They're not doing that. And one of the interesting things about the last few months has been the discrediting of claims about Congress that they're impotent, they just can't get anything done. Well, they would do it, but they just can't get the agreement. We have seen them pass major bills in like 24 hours when AIPAC wants them to. And it's been done in a way where it's like directly like a mirror image of them trying to do it for. So in other words, when Donald Trump said, hey, maybe we should ban TikTok because the Chinese are using it to spy on us, it went nowhere. Nothing got done. It was all lost in committee. And well, we'll negotiate, but we can't quite get da 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 da. Then AIPAC is like, hey, there's anti-Semites on TikTok. And the next day, the bill is in front of the Senate and they pass it. It's just like that. Just done in an instant. So it's not like Congress can't do anything. It's not like they can't pass major laws and institute major changes in American society. They do it at a moment's notice in a huge way when their, you know, individual AIPAC babysitter gives them the nudge. The American people, we get nothing. The Congress could rein in the CIA. The Congress could rein in the deep state actors. The Congress could flex its might, flex its power, write laws that prevent all of this from happening. They're not doing that either because they're compromised and under control of the intelligence agencies, or because they just don't care. It doesn't matter which is the case. It doesn't matter if it's willingness or incompetence. The outcome is the same. Our Republican constitutional system is being eviscerated, being dismantled in front of us. And the people that could do something about it just aren't. They're pretending to, but they aren't.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue. This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and The War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these, but we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars.com/show.
All right, welcome back, folks. We're going to go to your phone calls here in just a second. I'm going to spin the long segment, the second segment of the next hour, talking about illegal immigration, because I have a couple videos to show you for that. Before we go to the election, I just want to cover two headlines here. Just give you two totally unrelated headlines. The first is this: Portugal has the highest COVID-19 vaccination rate in the world. Look at that, from Euronews all the way back in 2021. Portugal, highest COVID-19 vaccination rate in the world. As of 2021, fast forward to 2024, Portugal registers highest level of excess deaths in Europe. Well, what do you know? Gee, what do you know? It's almost like these two things are directly aligned. It's almost like one is a a dependent value and the other an independent value. It's almost like the more your population was vaccinated, the more excess deaths you're experiencing. Wow, what a coincidence. What a strange coincidence, huh? Highest COVID vaccination rate in the world, highest level of excess deaths in the world. So make of that what you will. Let's go out to your calls now. Donnie in Oklahoma has a comment about the Supreme Court. Go ahead, Donnie, you're on the air.
Howdy there. You're doing a great job. Hey, I had two short issues. As one was that Supreme Court ruling that we don't have the states don't have standing. I mean, their representatives are the states, and then you know, that's the foundation of where the federal government come from. And they're claiming we don't have standing, and they refuse to hear it on the merit. I wish the states and those courts that ruled in favor, like Missouri and Louisiana, they just go, they've abdicated the responsibility, and we're letting these stand in this state. It's illegal to be spying on Americans and by corporations as well.
Yeah, they can do that. I think they can do that and should do that. Absolutely. And we know that, you know, Louisiana has sort of been on the forefront of this, writing laws that we can't get done federally. You know, they die at the federal level, but at the state level, and they can pass these laws that stop the World Economic Forum from coming in or stop China from buying farmland, whatever it is. The states really need to be flexing their might right now as well. And I completely agree. These states who have there's big tech infrastructure in every one of these states. Now, it'd be difficult to get something like that passed in California, where most of these big tech companies are headquartered, but certainly they have offices in, you know, Texas and Louisiana and Missouri, and those offices can be, you know, fined or targeted in some way by the state legislature. So I completely agree. The states need to step in and go, you know what, if the federal government isn't going to decide on this, then we already did, and our decision stands. I completely agree, Donnie. Thank you for that suggestion. Let's go to Jacob in Oregon. Thanks for calling in. Jacob, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
I called earlier, and I forgot to say something. I was talking about the Alexa Pure Pro and imploring people to buy that, you know, and I just got to say, you know, I listen to you guys 10 hours a day, and if anything, the best thing I can do for you guys is sacrifice a couple hours of work out of my week to help support you guys. And I mean, it frustrates me that you guys don't get enough support.
Well, you know, we so appreciate that you do. And you know, that's one of the things about working at InfoWars. We know that our support comes directly from our audience. And so this sets up like what our obligations are. We are here to serve you. If you like the information that we're covering, if you trust us and understand that what we're doing is just delivering you the truth, you know, unencumbered by, you know, any sort of impetus to lie, then you'll support us. You'll go to InfoWarsStore.com. You'll spend your hard-earned money, and we know that you work hard for your money. We know that, you know, it's not easy to spare a couple bucks these days with this economy. So we so appreciate it. And, you know, I wouldn't feel that way if, you know, we just had big sponsors that filled our coffers, big, you know, investment, you know, from some banker just summoning money out of thin air to pay us. It wouldn't have the same – I wouldn't have the same appreciation that I do now, because we understand that, you know, our audience is hardworking people. And when they go to InfoWars Store to buy something, we want to give them a fantastic product so they're getting their money's worth there. But we know that, you know, it is a sacrifice for you guys to shop at InfoWars as much as you do. So we appreciate it so much, and we never take for granted the fact that, you know, you are, you know, if you work a couple hours and you know, spend that money at InfoWars, we hope that we are worthy of that. And it's not really a sacrifice, because what you're getting is really good. I shouldn't frame it as a sacrifice, because, you know, these products are amazing. And you said the Alexa Pure Pro. You're talking about the water filter or the air filter, the Alexa Pure Breeze?
The water filter, of course. So what are you going to do with that water once you filter it? Well, of course, you're going to put some vitamin mineral fusion or turbo force.
That's right.
What are you going to do once you have your concoction made up?
So you're going to wash down some nitric boost or some real rich real flood.
That's
real.
Right.
Something's going to actually give you. Dude, I'm telling you, I drew a well. I'm almost 40 years old, and I run circles around these 19-year-old kids all day long.
Yep.
They're out there eating McDonald's, eating all this garbage.
Exactly.
And, you know, I eat clean, healthy, whole foods, and I take your guys' supplements, and I put all these young bucks to shame.
No, it really is amazing. And, you know, we say it all the time, but, you know, we don't get any – I don't even really get, like, instruction as to, like, how to push things, you know, what to push and when to push it and how to have, you know, what to sell and what not to sell and what to say. And it's like if I wanted to, I'd just say, yeah, buy this product. It keeps us on the air and you know, whatever. Buy it because it keeps us on the air. But when I say, like, I use this product, it's because I use the product. If I say this product is powerful, it's because I have personal experience with the product. I don't have to say that. Nobody's telling me to say that. Just like nobody's telling our callers to say that. It's just the truth. It's just reality. You will appreciate these supplements once you start taking them. And once – if they succeed and we go away forever, you're going to miss them. I hate to say it, but that's the truth. So stock up now with summer kickoff super sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for the call. Thank you so much for your support, Jacob. Let's go to Daryl in North Carolina now. Daryl, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Hey, I hope this isn't hopium, but this Friday, Representative Anna Luna, who's a House Republican, this sounds like Congress strikes back from what you were talking about earlier. He's doing this inherent contempt vote on Merrick Garland. And if he's refusing to give up these Biden tapes, then this says that the sergeant at arms of the Congress can take him into custody. But I'm wondering if this is Congress fighting back because of the public shaming you've been giving them.
Yeah, you know, I saw this. I thought I printed this out, but I guess not. But I have it here from @amuse. Representative Anna Paulina Luna says AG Merrick Garland will be arrested if the privileged motion on inherent contempt passes on the floor Friday unless he brings Biden's taped confession to special counsel Hur to the House for review. So that's the headline. Garland has until Friday to deliver audio tapes of Biden's confession to special counsel Hur or face possible arrest. So, yes, it's very good to see, you know, whether it's because of our haranguing or because they represent, you know, the Congress actually recognizes that this is a power play here. This is, you know, a precedent setting thing where if they can hold a vote and hold somebody in contempt and they just ignore it, then that's another power of Congress that has been usurped from them. And so, you know, if this is really nothing else than them asserting their authority, asserting their position as a co-equal branch of government to the executive branch. The executive branch is not immune from congressional orders. That is tyranny. That's a one-party state at that point, a single branch government. Then Congress is just totally impotent, totally symbolic at that point. So I'm very happy to see this. What do you think the odds are, Daryl, that Merrick Garland either delivers the tapes or is placed under arrest?
Good question, man. What are on these tapes? You know, is this the way they get Biden out of the way? Is this all a big theatrical deal?
Mm.
But it's looking like the branches of government are wanting to assert their power and not get run over. But I'll tell you what, man, I've got my popcorn ready because I'm going to be tuned in to InfoWars the whole time for the debate and then Friday to see what happens.
Well, we'll be here telling you the truth one way or the other. So, yeah, this is this Friday, I guess we'll decide. I guess it'll be determined. And this is it is a power move, but that's what our government is. It's just the exertion of power. And right now, the executive branch is systematically disempowering Congress and empowering themselves. And it's Congress's duty to step up and stop them. Just like everything else that we talk about, these people are not going to stop until they're stopped. They're not going to stop gathering power until they're stopped.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Winter isn't coming. Winter is here. And while the sun isn't helping us produce as much vitamin D, do yourself a favor and try InfoWars Life Winter Sun Plus. Winter Sun Plus is a powerful vitamin D-based formula bringing you straight vitamin D3 free of toxic chemicals, allergens, preservatives, artificial colors, and GMOs. Our vitamin D3 formula supports the body's natural immune system, promotes calcium absorption for healthy bones and teeth, and helps sustain healthy tissue and systems of the body. In addition to the vitamin D, Winter Sun Plus includes vitamin K and E to enhance the formula and provide you with even more whole body support. And all these vitamins are presented in a way that is both delicious and easy to absorb. When the winters come, they come cold. So weather the storm and supplement with Winter Sun Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Harrison Smith invites you to the War Room. The command center in the battle for clarity and truth.
Welcome back, folks. Out to your calls. Once again, we got Tony in Texas. He said, go ahead, Tony. You're on the air.
Yeah, what I want to talk about is this red state, blue state illusion they got us believing in. That's like believing in fairy dust. There are no red states. They're all blue because they're ran by some globalist and a bunch of nut job, far left nut jobs. Well, let me just put it to you this way. If you go vote for a Republican and your state's ran by Republicans, well, Republicans are just a bunch of globalists. That's all they are. How's that make it a red state? And how I tell people, okay, there's a globalist overlord. Then there's a globalist, which is a Democrat that answers to the globalist overlord. And then there's a bunch of many-me globalists, which are Republicans, that answers to the Democrats. I mean, has nobody figured this out yet? How are we supposed to win any damn war if we can't even figure out every state is blue? And I can prove that point. Look at Texas.
Yeah.
Texas is a sanctuary state for illegals and the drug cartel. They use this as a staging area. They always have. The border's always been open. They come in here and they rob us blind and give the illegals every damn thing they want here in Texas. They get everything they want and more. And the citizens don't get anything. They just use us as a cash cow. And then this deal where Greg Abbott sends a few illegals to another state city, right? That's just a stupid little game he plays, like the orange round ball in the game in the 2 miles of barbed wire on a 1,254-mile border. It's all an illusion. It's all a game. And we're suckered into this game. Until we figured out that we're living in a blue state and it's being ran like a blue state, we're never going to win the damn war.
Yeah, there's a phrase, something like there's no blue states, just blue cities, but the cities run the state, right? So it's like anywhere you go in America, you have the cities that are blue, but they've got the most people. And then, you know, if you go by county, it's like every county is Republican except for the cities, but the cities run the states. So, yeah, it's less of a red state versus blue state sort of thing, and it's more of the city folk versus the rural. And, yeah, I agree. I mean, it's like Republican in name only. Even that is almost too generous for these rhinos because they are globalist apparatchiks. You're exactly right. Thanks for the call, Tony. Let's go to Leon in Montreal. Let's talk about the debate tomorrow. course, you can tune in to band.videoinfowars.com/show to see our live coverage of the event. Go ahead, Leon. You're on the air.
Hi, Harrison. Can you hear me?
I hear you. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, okay. Well, okay. So my birthday is on January 6th.
Oh.
And on that day, I didn't have a good feeling and wound up that Ashley Babbitt wound up being our present-day Joan of Arc.
Yeah.
And this debate that's coming, I would not have done it. If I was Trump or if I was one of his consultants, I would have told them, okay, if you want to do this, you do it from long distance. You do it from one of your rallies. Let Biden be in his little hole with those two CNN peckers, and you do your end of it out of a rally. Do not go into that studio, because if you go into that studio, the deep state will blow it up.
Mm.
And that's what I'm afraid of, because the deep state wants to get rid of Biden, and they also want to get rid of Trump. And this is like two birds, one stone, and they wouldn't even bat an eye. And I would not have done it.
And interesting. So you're seeing the debate tomorrow as an opportunity for the false flag that we've all been expecting for a while. Interesting. I hadn't thought about that. I had not thought about that, but that's not an unreasonable concern to have. Thank you for the call, Leon. Well, no matter what happens, we'll be here covering it at InfoWars, so tune in, folks. Could be big.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Of mainstream narratives, Harrison Smith finds the hidden paths in the war room.
All right, welcome back, folks. We're going to go out to your phone calls for this last hour of the American Journal. Before we do that, I want to go to some videos here talking about illegal immigration and the danger that it poses to American citizens. Danger that would not exist if the migrants weren't here. Now, they always say the same thing, basically, over and over. You get the same response, where they say, but American citizens commit crime too. As if that matters. As if that is a reason to allow more criminals into the United States. It's complete nonsense. And it goes to a foundational misunderstanding that I think people have. Maybe misunderstanding is not the right word, but the idea behind nations as a concept is that they're kind of like extended families. It's people that are united in a familial sort of arrangement, and that you look after one another, which is why it's so absurd when people call you xenophobic or racist for prioritizing your nation over others. Prioritizing your family over other families doesn't mean you hate other families. It means that it's your family and you have a responsibility to them. And they have a responsibility to you. And that supersedes concern for people outside of the family. This is obvious. Everybody recognizes this. Nobody would blame you for prioritizing your son over some other kid. Of course you're going to. He's your family. Well, this is our nation. And we're supposed to be in this together. And so, again, it's like there's a difference between my kids fighting each other Well, you know, your kids hurt each other sometimes. Yeah, that's true. That's not an excuse for me to then bring in some other, you know, adopt some bully to come in and beat my kids up. And go, well, but, you know, our kids sort of tussle every once in a while, so why shouldn't a stranger come in and hurt my kids? It's like, this is ridiculous. This is absurd. Yeah, sometimes people in our country commit crimes. That's our responsibility. It's our family. It's our nation. That's not then an excuse to bring in other criminals to victimize our family. This is stupid. This is just absurd, but it's the only thing they have because they can't exactly deny that these criminals are illegals and should never be here. And the people that are their victims would be alive if we had border security. They're desperate to, you know, try to distract from this somehow. And it's frankly embarrassing. So we'll go now to clip number four. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo politicizes death of 12-year-old while urging others not to. Now, let me be clear. There is nothing – we are not politicizing a death by pointing out a political policy that would have prevented the death. That's not politicizing something. That is something happening that is political. That is the consequence of political decisions. This doesn't have nothing to do with, you know, the immigration policy and that, you know, you're just taking something that's totally random and inconsequential and not related and then politicizing it, making it political. No, it is political inherently because it's the political policies of having an open border, of allowing criminals in unrestricted and unrelenting stream. That is the political situation that has led to this event. So this event is political on the face of it, as it is the consequence of political decisions. They're trying to – they actually are trying to politicize this in that they are taking it totally out of context and actually trying to apply a political calculus to this that doesn't even make any sense. It's baffling. I'll let you listen to the video and then we'll comment on the other side, but – it's crazy. And by the way, we've been warning you about this lady since before she got elected. Lena Hidalgo, she is the biggest embarrassment you could possibly imagine. She's just awful at her job. And you're just going to see it on display here. I mean, she looks like she's scared out of her mind as she spins these ridiculous lies. And actually, believe it or not, spoiler alert here, we'll go to the video. She actually blames Trump for this 12-year-old girl. This 12-year-old girl was raped and killed by illegal immigrants who had been ejected from America before, and one of which was actually wearing a Border Patrol ankle monitor at the time he killed this girl. She blames this on Trump, believe it or not. Let's watch the video.
It hurts even more that they're being used as pawns in this fight over immigration that doesn't even exist because Biden and McConnell agree. It's just that Trump won't let them move it forward.
Trump
all due respect, Judge, you said this issue shouldn't be politicized, but by pointing the finger at former President Trump and Republicans in Congress, aren't you politicizing it?
I think I answered the question. So, yeah, I mean, this is about Jocelyn. This is about her family. And if we want to,
Judge,
as I said, talk about immigration.
You didn't answer the question. Are you politicizing this by pointing the finger at Republicans and saying it's their fault, not the fault of the Biden administration that lifted the Remain in Mexico policies?
Again, the Biden administration reached an agreement with Leader McConnell to address this, but this is not about immigration. I'm not going to feed into that.
It's not about immigration. Illegal immigrants should have never been here. Kill a 12-year-old girl. She says, don't politicize it, but it's Donald Trump's fault. I mean, it's like the layers of absurdity to these things. She's blaming Donald Trump for the current influx of migrants. Donald Trump. She's blaming somebody who has not been in power for nearly 4 years. somehow he is setting immigration policy in America? Somehow it's his fault that there's not more immigration controls? This is the thing, man. I get politicians saying retarded lies. The fact that they get away with it, the fact that every single person listening didn't immediately change their voter registration to Republican. Like, how is this incompetent little weirdo blaming Trump for the immigration policy while looking like a 5-year-old girl being, you know, questioned in Latin? Like, she's just like confused and scared. She has no idea what she's talking about. Just how many young women, kids, men, how many Americans have to die before the – I mean, look at her face. It's just like – this is Trump's fault. It's not about immigration. Don't politicize it. It's Trump's fault. It's like what the hell, man? But that's just a lower-level Democratic operative who was swept into office on the back of Beto O'Rourke's, you know, vote whatever they call it, vote harvesting scam. A person that was in charge before her had been in charge for like 45 years. He was an old white guy that just everything ran smoothly. This woman had never even attended the meeting of the commission that she was then elected to be in charge of. And you can see she's just incompetent. She's an idiot. She's totally corrupt. And there she is blaming Donald Trump for Joe Biden's immigration policy while telling you not to politicize it. Retarded. Sorry. I'm sorry to use that word, but I'm more sorry that I have to. It's not just her, though. She's a lower level one. Let's go to the very, very top now. Clip number 7 is Alejandro Mayorkas. Subversive, treasonous, quisling scumbag, also being asked about the rape and murder of a 12-year-old by immigrants who had been led into this country, had been, I believe, previously deported and yet allowed in, had been convicted for crimes and yet allowed to walk free on our streets, one of which even had an ICE ankle monitor while he was committing the crime. That's how ineffective these policies are at restricting crime being committed by illegal immigrants. Clip number 7, let's watch.
Obviously, the media, the nation has had their eyes on the brutal crimes committed recently by illegal immigrants. One of them was actually wearing an ICE ankle monitor, yet this morning you said in an interview that the safety of the American people is the priority and that these individuals are vetted. But we know in our conversations with the ICE director, we've heard the FBI director say that there are significant gaps in intel. So what would you say to reassure the American people that they are, in fact, safe? And what would you say to the families who are mourning their loved ones because of these migrant crimes being committed?
Well, let me start where you ended. A message to the families is, of course, our hearts are with them, given their suffering. The safety and security of the American public is indeed our highest priority. We screen and vet individuals when we encounter them. If we learn of derogatory information subsequently, later in the process, then we take enforcement action accordingly.
Okay, so what does that mean? Nothing. It means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. It means we let criminals in, no way of verifying their ID, and we let them go and say, hey, come to court in 3 years, and then we never see them again until their mugshot is on TV when they're caught having raped and killed a girl. That's what that means. It just means nothing. It's just completely empty talking points, statements. I mean, what we just saw right there is just, I mean, it's like a statement from Ted Bundy, right? What do you say about the family of the women who you've killed? He says, well, you know, the safety and security of my victims was my top priority. It doesn't mean anything. for all intents and purposes, this man is a serial killer. Alejandro Mayorkas, without him there opening the gate, without his policies allowing these people in, these murders never happen. He is an accessory to God only knows how many murders. Mayorkas to tout decrease in border encounters since first visit to border. Yeah, it's because they're flying them in. Yeah, they're not encountered at the border anymore because you've set up intake centers in the country of origin to fly them directly to American cities. Or because your border patrol is in conversation with the Mexican authorities to determine exactly where to cross the border where there are no agents. These people need to be held to account. They need to be charged with treason. They need to be charged as accessories to these crimes. Just like if I was the one that, you know, picked up the pedophile and dropped him off at the preschool and stood guard outside the door, wouldn't I be charged as accessory? These people shouldn't be here. They would not be here with a bare minimum basic border security. And by deliberately denying that security, Alejandro Mayorkas and his underlings are directly responsible for these outrages and need to be held to account. Story from Infowars.com. DHS identifies 400-plus illegal aliens smuggled into U.S. by ISIS-linked human trafficking network, over 50 of them still at large. Oh, but your safety is their top priority. And I even feel like I'm like contributing this by even letting them speak. Because you don't need to hear from them. Ignore their words. Look at their actions. If safety was a priority, they'd shut down the border. So they can say safety is a priority, but the border's open. So it's a lie. And here's the real thing to understand. And it applies to everything. The purpose of the system is what it does. If our immigration system routinely lets in violent criminals, that's not an accident. If the people flooding into America right now were like German engineers, they'd shut the border. You get that, right? There's a reason that we are allowing, on purpose, the flooding of our country by tens of millions of literal criminals. The other countries, they're literally opening their jails. They are releasing criminals to the hands of the UN who funnels them to America. This is on purpose. This is by design. You think they care when an American girl out on a jog gets dragged into the bushes by some illegal immigrant? You think they don't like that? If they didn't like that, then they wouldn't let it happen. The fact that it's happening is proof that that's what they want to happen. So we're going to go now to clip number two here, because Trump released a 4-minute compilation of just a tiny smattering of the crimes committed by illegal immigrants. And this is not anything new. And I remember one of the most impactful experiences during the 2016 election for me was going to an event held by the Angel Moms. And some of the moms, you know, told us that, like, Trump, well, in the middle of the campaign, at the height of the campaign, everything was going crazy. He sat with them for 2 hours uninterrupted to hear their stories about how their children were killed by illegal immigrants. The Angel Moms are people whose children have been killed by illegal immigrants. And they existed in 2016, and there's probably 1,000 more of them now. And Trump actually cared about this. And it wasn't a public thing, it wasn't publicized. But in a back room at a convention center in Houston, he sat with the Angel Moms and listened to their stories, their heartbreaking stories about their beloved children being stolen from them by some drunk Mexican driving, you know, stolen SUV. Most of the kids killed were victims of, like, drunk driving accidents by illegals. So we can ignore what Lena Hidalgo says on the lower level, and we can ignore what Alejandro Mayorkas says on the higher level, and we can look at the outcome of their policies, and by that alone we can determine what their intentions are. And their intentions are to flood America with an uncountable amount of vicious, heartless criminals. So let's go now to clip number four. Here is the four-minute compilation Trump released of the crimes committed by illegal immigrants. Oh, yeah. By the way, this is all from June alone.
Police have tracked down a killer whose crimes spanned the country. The man accused of killing a Maryland mother of five on a popular hiking trail has been captured in Oklahoma. Rachel Marin was dragged from a hiking trail in Maryland where she was raped and murdered. Hernandez allegedly has ties to the notorious MS-13 gang and entered the country illegally in February of last year.
The sheriff says that he fled to the U.S. illegally after murdering a woman in El Salvador in January of 2023. Just 1 month before he entered the U.S. last year, Interpol issued an arrest warrant for Hernandez.
We are 1,800 miles away from the southern border, and the American citizens are not safe because of failed immigration policies. This is the second time in just 2 years that an innocent Harford County woman has lost her life to a criminal in our country illegally.
As far as I'm concerned, the Biden administration has the blood of Rachel Warren in their hands.
Two officers were shot overnight. The suspect also shot in the exchange of gunfire.
Police also saying that suspect Bernardo Raul Castro Mata currently resides at a migrant shelter not too far away from here.
Christian Inga was arraigned today in New York City on charges of sexually assaulting a 13-year-old girl after school last week in a shocking daylight attack. Police say the 25-year-old migrant from Ecuador approached two teens in the park at knife point. According to the criminal complaint, the suspect tied the boy and girl to one another, gagged them, then raped the girl before fleeing the scene. Police say Inga entered the U.S. illegally through Eagle Pass, Texas, back in 2021.
We've also learned from law enforcement here in New York that Christian Ingalandi was actually ordered to go back to Ecuador just a year later in 2022. Had he been deported, we may not have this case that has really struck a chord with people here in New York City, but even people around the country.
A Venezuelan gang known as Tren de Aragua has victimized thousands through extortion, drug and human trafficking, kidnapping, and murder. And now, U.S. law enforcement, including Customs and Border Protection and the FBI, say the gang has made their way into the country.
U.S. Border Patrol Chief Jason Owens, who has confirmed multiple arrests of alleged Tren de Aragua members over the last year, issued a warning in early April after reporting yet another arrest. Watch out for this gang, he said. It is the most powerful in Venezuela, known for murder, drug trafficking, sex crimes, extortion, and other violent acts.
Today, an illegal immigrant who killed someone in Troy is set to be sentenced. Carlos Corrales Ramirez pleaded guilty to the deadly stabbing last month. He admitted to killing a man near River and Dow Streets last September. The Honduras native was also charged with a stabbing in Maryland last February. He was arrested for that crime, but was later released because Maryland officials never extradited him.
Eight individuals, all from the Central Asian country of Tajikistan, were arrested in Los Angeles, New York, and Philadelphia. They entered the United States this year and in 2023, crossing the Mexican border. They were vetted and allowed to remain in the country. CBS News has learned further investigation uncovered the men had possible ties to ISIS-K.
Five men in the U.S. illegally were arrested Monday morning in Northeast Missouri after a teenage girl was reported missing in Indiana. The suspects are accused of kidnapping the 14-year-old from her home. They were tracked down in Macon County. All five of these men are charged with second-degree kidnapping and first-degree endangering the welfare of a child.
Developments in the brutal abduction and murder of a 12-year-old Texas girl whose body was found dumped in a bayou.
Police arrested 21-year-old Johan Jose Rangel Martinez and 26-year-old Franklin Jose Pena Ramos, both illegal migrants from Venezuela. Surveillance video appeared to show both men with the girl just hours before she was found dead. Both men have been charged with capital murder, critics blaming Jocelyn's death on President Biden's border policies.
1 month. That was 1 month of violence from illegal immigrants. All of this from June alone. So less than 1 month. We're not at the end of June yet. There's still time. I mean, you understand now that there are illegal immigrant gangs that come to America with Wi-Fi jammer backpacks, storming into mansions, robbing everything, then heading back home. We are like a... There's like a toy shop to them. Rivers of blood. Be right back.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fit filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet. DNA Force Plus is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible
antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. These offers and so much more are
Infowars.com/show.
The War Room with Harrison Smith is where the shields of truth are forged in the fires of inquiry.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We got to your phone calls now. Thank you for standing by. I thought those videos were important to play to illustrate the willful incompetence of our leadership, for lack of a better word. We got you, Scott in Maryland now. Scott, thanks so much for calling in. You're on the air.
How's it going, Harris?
Good, thank you.
I just wanted to talk about the J6 political prisoners. It seems like they're kind of being forgotten, and I just wanted to talk about them and Ashley Babbitt. And I also just wanted to know, do you think if Trump gets in there, will there be people held to this for the false imprisonment of these American patriots?
You know, I can say what I want to happen. I don't know what will happen. I know Trump has made – I believe he has made statements about pardoning the people that have been convicted. But I think you're right that these people need to be – the people that did it to him need to be held to account. But I don't know about any I don't know how that would work exactly. It definitely does need to happen, though, and you know, if nothing else, the precedent they set with January 6th needs to be acted on. And in the same way that they did a sort of all hands on deck full investigation of everybody, and they got their, you know, they got their documents from banks, their financial records, and they got all their communications. Well, that's what needs to be done with all of these leftist organizations. I mean, it's a massive task, but, you know, the illegal immigrants, all of the NGOs that fund them and pay for them to come across, I mean, they're all just engaged in a giant criminal conspiracy, so they all got to be rounded up. They all got to be wrapped up in this. All of the Black Lives Matter agitators, all of the people that were crossing state lines to start riots, these are federal crimes, and the federal government needs to go after them. And they need to go after them in a way that makes January 6th look like a cakewalk, that makes the investigations and the prosecutions after January 6th seem like tame in comparison, because there are like literally millions of people in America engaged in concerted, that is, you know, conspiracy to act in concert. They are working together to violate our laws, and they all need to be wrapped up and thrown in prison. And they did it to us with January 6th for people who wandered through the Capitol, didn't hurt anybody, didn't actually break any laws, except for these weird, you know, conspiracy to commit terrorism that never happened type of claims. Absurd. Completely absurd. The only correct response to this is to take the precedent they've set with their prosecution of January 6th and go after the leftist networks with everything they've got, which would see people like Alexander Soros behind bars for years. And again, they did it with January 6th, where they said, we're doing this in a shock and awe fashion, where we're going after the big influencers first to make a big impression on everybody. In other words, to let everybody know that, hey, if we can get the big guys, we can definitely get you. So if you think you're going to go out there and peacefully protest, well, think twice. Be careful about that. Now, so what they're doing is deliberately destroying the First Amendment, as well as going after innocent people and subjecting them to cruel and unusual punishment. I'm not suggesting that. I'm suggesting you take the framework of how they've pulled that off and apply it accurately to the various leftist networks that are cooperating to actually commit crime, to actually violate our law, and to actually victimize innocent Americans, which is what immigration does, and it's what Black Lives Matter did, it's what Antifa does. All of these networks have to be given the January 6th treatment, let's just say. Thanks for the call, Scott. Let's go to Joe in Illinois. Wants to talk about independent media. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the air.
Hi. This is Joe from Illinois. I just wanted to say, you know, like I wrote a little thing, and I would just like to say it right here. Independent media has throughout world history been a contributing factor to freedom. Independent media has liberated countless people from calamity and defeat. I would like to thank you, InfoWars, for saving so many, and I would like to redouble our efforts and encourage all other independent media to keep it together, because we either hang together or we hang separate. Mm. And with that, thank you.
Well, thank you very much. And, you know, that is what we are, independent media. That's the word to describe us. We are independent. We are not dependent on anybody except for you, except for our audience, which means that we don't depend on sponsors who can withdraw their support if we say something that contradicts their, you know, corporate prerogatives. We're not subject to infiltration from banks and board members and all this sort of stuff. We have you. You have us. We work in tandem. We give you the information you need. You go to InfoWars Store to purchase the supplements and many of the things that we offer specifically to counteract the things that we know are going on. You know, getting the air filters and the water filters, get the microplastics out of your drinking water and the air you breathe. We give you the, you know, items that you need to combat this stuff on the individual scale, and then we encourage our audience to work together to go after the people that are doing this to us on the macro scale. It really is as pure of an operation as you can get. And I thank everybody who recognizes that and supports us. We would not do it without you. Let's go to Dennis in Florida now on line 11. Thanks for calling in. Dennis, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Harrison. It's an honor to talk to you again. I've called before. And the only way that we're going to get out of this now is to unite in Christ, as I've said. And we've got to do this before the election because they're going to steal it. And we have to unite the world with a vision of 10 Americas based on the original U.S. Constitution. And once we unite the world with this vision, which can happen very quickly once Alex broadcasts the plans for debate, we're going to overwhelm the elite. Then we can save the election and have a convention of states where we can reset the Constitution back to the original pre-1913 level and invite the neighboring nations to join us from Panama to Alaska, including Japan and the Caribbean, to form New America. That's the template for the global republic, where we form 9 more Americas. And this is the only way we're going to be able to save it, this situation, because the elite have their plan, and now we have ours. And that means there can be judgment. So the Nazis who did survive with their saucers back in the 30s and the elite who supported them have no choice but to join us now or they lose their souls. That is our edge in all of this. And so now it is time for InfoWars with Alex, all of you, to broadcast the plans for New America and the Global Republic for debate so we can do this thing, which is expected. I'll be known as the Antichrist. A lot of people know this by now, but I love and serve Jesus Christ, Jesus God. So there's really no way around it. I look at the Antichrist as allegorical. So we'll use this thing. We'll do this together. And we're going to have fun doing it. So now it's time to unite the world in Christ. We're going to form the 10 Americas as expected. And we can pay for all of this with different means that we have. We have the asteroid Psych 16 that's off Jupiter that can be used to pay for everything. We'll first form bonds to pay for the debt and have a global debt forgiveness program and use that asteroid to fill the coffers of the 10 Americas and the elite state to pay it all back. So we can connect all the dots on this back and forward all day long. But now it's time that we act. We must come together in Christ.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of that, the 10 Americas. Interesting idea. I mean, I'm certainly in favor of secession. I think whether that's on a state level, multiple states, county level, I mean, we're seeing secessionist movements have success around the country right now with neighborhoods seceding from cities seceding from states, counties seceding from states and joining other states. There is a great amount of political realignment going on right now. I think it was yesterday I was hearing Alex talk about this, about how the elite underestimate the American people, and they really think that if they bully us enough, will go down. And they refuse to learn the lesson that the more they bully us, the more we stand up. And I think it could all come to a head if they actually start a world war and actually institute the draft. You're going to see people that were happy to just sit around and watch Netflix and ignore the goings-on in the world. Well, when they get a draft letter and have to decide whether they're going to fight for or against the New World Order, yeah, there's going to be a lot of change very fast.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast, because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener-supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with the globalists. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back, folks. Final segment of War Room today. I'll be back on American Journal tomorrow morning, and then tomorrow evening, the debate. We'll be covering it live, Trump versus Biden, here on InfoWars.com/show, band.video, and we'll be streaming it on X. at Real Alex Jones on X. You can, of course, follow me on X at Harrison H. Smith. We're going to go to your phone calls here. I want to play a quick video that relates to Russia and Ukraine. And you remember when Russia first invaded Ukraine, and this, of course, wasn't the beginning of the confrontation. The beginning of the conflict was all the way back nearly 14 years ago at this point, 12 years ago. The overthrow of the duly elected president who was deciding whether to go with the trade agreement with the EU or to closer align their economy with Russia. He chose Russia and paid the price, was ousted by a color revolution carried out by American-aligned interests in that country. But when Putin first invaded Ukraine, when they first sent the Russian tanks in to capture the eastern provinces, they said they were carrying out this military operation, this special operation, in part to capture biolabs that Russia claimed America was using to develop weaponized viruses. And they said that the method of distribution for these viruses was to infect migratory birds, let those birds then fly and infected droppings within land and during their cross-continent flight on farms and infect chickens and other poultry and other farm animals with the modified virus that had been implanted in the wild birds. Now, it's a little weird that bird flu is literally that. That's what's happening. I mean, that's what they're saying, that chickens are catching bird flu from migratory birds, droppings that are infected. So that's a bit suspicious on its own. And, of course, these claims were treated as ridiculous conspiracy theories until Victoria Nuland, of all people, came out and said, actually, we do have biolabs there. And it's related to Metabiota and, Hunter Biden. I mean, Ukraine is like the Gordian knot of corruption. It's where all these various lines of corruption meet and are entangled in this cesspit of geopolitical fraud. But they've just released Russia has just released a new statement about the biolabs in Ukraine. Clip number 8 here. We'll go to this, then out to your phone calls. The Russian military is blaming the United States for relocating their biolabs out of Ukraine. Let's watch. He says these provocations are to aim at the implementation. Hold on. We got to go back because I got to read this. We got to rewind a little bit. You might have to play it a little bit more slowly. Let's start this over and play it so I can read along for our radio listeners. So he says, let's start it over here. Go ahead. Provocations of a biological nature with the aim of blaming the Russian Federation due to the fact that we managed to stop the implementation of military biolabs in the territory of Ukraine. The Pentagon has transferred the research within to other regions. Currently, Africa is in the area of increased interest. We have already noted the activities of key Pentagon contractors on the African continent, in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Sierra Leone, Cameroon, Uganda, and South Africa. Customers from the U.S. government include the U.S. Department of Defense Threat Reduction Office, DITRA, and the State Department to conceal the purpose of the research. Washington hired third parties. These are contracting and intermediary organizations, Metabiota, Quicksilver, EcoHigh Alliance, more than 20 companies in total, as well as enterprises of the so-called Big Pharma. Pay attention to the commercial offer of the Metabiota company marked confidential, Metabiota, which Hunter Biden was involved in. It is addressed to the U.S. Army Infectious Disease Research Institute and concerns the training of infectious disease specialists in Kenya and Uganda. Kenya going through a coup right now. The document demonstrates that the U.S. Department of Defense Threat Reduction Agency is studying pathogens in the countries of the African continent Department of Homeland Security, and to give visibility to the interaction of the U.S. Agency for International Development. Let me remind you that the activities of the Metabiota company have now been discontinued in Africa since its methods of work have begun to raise too many questions at the level of national governments. Thus, in 2014, samples of the Ebola virus were illegally exported by company representatives and transferred to the U.S. Army Research Institute of Infectious Diseases. The slide also shows participants in illegal military biological activities. Among them are former military personnel from the United States and Great Britain. Employees of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention in Africa and representatives of the Global Fund I'm not sure which Global Fund he's talking about there, but I think you get the picture, and this is on Infowars.com. You can see the video there. False flag alert. Russian MOD warns USA set to release avian bioweapon ahead of 2024 election and then to blame the new pandemic on Putin. Clandestine on X posted this with some further context. New report from the Russian MIL alleging that the Pentagon relocated their bioweapon operation to Africa due to Russia's liberation of the labs in Ukraine. Kirillov alleges that Biden-owned Metabiota and other intermediary NGOs are running cover for the American Army's nefarious activities. U.S. State Department and the DOD posing as humanitarian operation to conceal their true objective of pathogen production for Big Pharma. Kirillov also points out that Biden-owned Metabiota, having been forced to stop operation in many countries in Africa due to awareness of their nefarious biological activities and agenda, but also keep in mind the founder of Biden-owned Metabiota is Ghislaine Maxwell and Clinton affiliate virologist Nathan Wolf. Later in the briefing, Kirillov also alleges that the U.S. are planning to spread disease via migratory birds. This comes after Kirillov previously alleged the U.S. planned to manufacture another pandemic for the 2024 election like they did in 2020. Bird flu, of course, comes to mind. And it is interesting that as we speak, many of the countries that he named, including Kenya, are undergoing massive military or political reorganization as we speak, meaning coups, overthrows, and military conquering of the very countries that we are now apparently building biolabs in. So I think that's important for everybody to know. With that, we go out to your phone calls. Let's go to Michael in Florida. Go ahead, Michael. You're on the air.
Harrison.
Hi.
You got me. Hey, first off, I just want to shout out the product, man. I tell you, I take Bodies and Dietrich Boost, Vaso Beats, man. All that stuff works awesome. And I got to kind of speak to your listeners and say, you know, If you just budget for it, you know, people are spending money on supplements all the time. Just buy it from you guys. It's so much better when you do, because you can support the InfoWars. Yeah, secondly, I wanted to kind of – I heard this yesterday, and I don't know if it was on Owen or not, but I think that what they're doing with Biden is the reason he's taking 7 days off is because they're actually filming his responses. And since there's no audience there – they're going to air the canned responses versus actual responses to these questions so that he looks cleaner. And then lastly, you were talking about what to do about some of these treasonous actors, especially the guys that are sitting in the jail cell up in Washington, D.C. for 4 years. The DAs, our local DAs, we need to hound them. We need to be calling them. We need to be telling them that they need to start indicting these people that are treasonous actors and, you know, do the same thing that they've done, you know.
Yeah, put them on the back foot. I mean, they open this can of worms with lawfare, and the only way to beat it is to respond in kind. I completely agree. And that's sort of the thing that I meant to mention – when the guy who called in earlier said there's no such thing as a red state, well, there are red counties. And if you look at the way that you know, Trump was brought up on charges by a local DA. Why are they not bringing up these charges constantly? Why are there not 100 DAs in America, 100 counties with a DA willing to, you know, hold these tyrants to account? We need widespread, decentralized warfare against these people in the legal sense.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wig of America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Infowars.com/show.